Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. Like we said yesterday, today will be our last episode for the week due to the Thanksgiving holiday. I know Jerry won't be on tomorrow or Friday, and so we'll follow suit. At any rate, we're continuing with our study in the Gospel of Luke. We have just finished chapter 20, and there have been a lot of questions asked in chapter 20, but now we're going to get a lot of monologue from Jesus going forward in chapter 21. This is all continuing in the temple, where we read Jesus was teaching back in chapter 20 and verse 1. Luke has not told of any change in day or location, so this seems to be all one fluid day. And while the crucifixion of Christ was on the horizon, we see that Jesus takes the time to teach a lesson by observing someone that you may not expect. Let's read now from Luke chapter 21, verses 1 through 4. Luke 21, beginning in verse 1. Jesus looked up and saw the rich putting their gifts into the offering box, and he saw a poor widow put in two small copper coins. And he said, "Truly, I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all of them. For they all contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, put in all she had to live on." So just after Jesus provides a warning to his disciples about the self-righteous, self-serving scribes at the end of chapter 20, he now observes the selfless, sacrificial contribution of one who's just called a poor widow. All she put in the offering box was two small copper coins, compared to larger sums being offered by others. In fact, these were the smallest denomination of coins in circulation at this time. And further still, one source claims that legally, the least amount that could have been given would have been the amount that she contributed. So what was so great about her giving the minimum? Well, Jesus knew. He knew it was all that she had to live on, and he essentially said that in spirit or in faith, she gave more than anyone else. She gave all she had to her name. Now, is Jesus calling for all of us to empty our bank accounts and live out of a cardboard box? No, I can safely conclude that that's not it. There's clear biblical precedent that we are to provide for our family. But the precedent he also makes clear in Scripture is the fact that discipleship is an all-or-nothing endeavor. Remember what Jesus said earlier in Luke chapter 14, verses 25 through 33? Let's just read verses 25 through 27, and then we'll jump down to verse 33 and remind ourselves of what Jesus said about discipleship. In Luke 14 and verse 25, we read, "Now great crowds accompanied him, and he turned and said to them, 'If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple.'" And then he continues with this thought on throughout this section, but let's jump down to verse 33. "So therefore, any one of you who does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple." I believe the point is that it's the heart committed fully to Christ that Jesus is looking for. That a relationship with him is paramount compared to anyone or anything else in this world. It is that Galatians 2:20 mindset that Paul expressed when he wrote, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Now, I don't know who this poor widow was. Luke and Mark don't indicate that she was a disciple of Christ, but they both indicate that Christ noticed her. I believe it's safe to say that she didn't do what she did for show, but for sacrifice. She may as well have done it in an empty room, and I believe she'd still give all she had, because Jesus knew her heart. And we can be sure, neighbors, Jesus knows ours as well. Our God knows what we're willing to give and with what kind of attitude. And that's more than just what we put in the collection plate, but in our daily lives. And Lord willing, in the coming studies, as we pick up next Monday, we'll continue to see the heart of Christ in action. One who, like the poor widow, would give all that he had, but in the most ultimate way, by going to the cross for the sins of us all. Perhaps an appropriate way for us to end our study today, as He is the reason for us to have true thanksgiving in our hearts. Thanks so much for listening this week. Lord willing, we'll be back next week with more Press On. God bless you all.
Press On is a production of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. We're located at 1235 William Street in Beaver Dam, Kentucky, and can be contacted at 270-274-4451. For more information, give us a call or find us online at beaverdamchurch.com and facebook.com/Church of Christ Beaver Dam. More Press On episodes are available for free on our church website and several top podcast platforms. Just search Press On Bible Podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and let's press on.